Nolte, Jerry Falwell Jr. accused of racism for mocking Ralph Northam's racism. By John Nolte on June 26, 2020. Jerry Falwell Jr. mocked Governor Ralph Northam's DVA, racism, and now it's Falwell who's being accused of racism. Pop the popcorn, y'all, because the world's going stark raving mad. So here's what happened. As you all know, back in his medical school days, Northam's yearbook photos included a photo of the future far-left governor either wearing blackface or a Ku Klux Klan robe and hood. Nothing about the photo was good-natured or satiric. It was an act of virulent racism, and just the beginning of a blackface scandal that would expose all kinds of Democrats and left-wing celebrities' blackface fans. Flash forward to May of this year. In response to the coronavirus, Northam orders everyone in his state to wear a mask in public. Falwell, the president of Virginia's Liberty University, fires back at the governor by reminding him of his racist past. I was adamantly opposed to the mandate from a Governor VA requiring citizens to wear face masks until I decided to design my own. If I am ordered to wear a mask, I will reluctantly comply. But only if this picture of Governor Blackface himself is on it. Falwell tweeted on May 27. Included in the tweet was the racist photo from Northam's yearbook. And guess who caught all the hell over it? Yep, Falwell. Falwell's in trouble for mocking a racist's racism. For mocking a racist's racism, the far-left Associated Press reported in early June nearly three dozen black alumni of Liberty University denounced school president Jerry Falwell Jr. on Monday, suggesting he stepped down after he mocked Virginia's mask-wearing requirement by invoking the blackface scandal that engulfed the state's governor last year. Falwell ended up backing down. He deleted the tweet and apologized. After listening to African-American LU leaders and alumni over the past week and hearing their concerns, I understand that by tweeting an image to remind all of the governor's racist past, I actually refreshed the trauma that image had caused and offended some by using the image to make a political point, he tweeted Monday. Refresh the trauma. What a farce. Where are the complaints about refreshing the trauma when the news media replays the George Floyd video over and over again? Or selectively edits the video to make it look like President Trump calling Nazis very fine people? Come on. No one's upset at Falwell for refreshing the trauma. They're upset at Falwell for supporting Trump and for reminding the world a Democrat governor, who has not been forced to step down, was or is a virulent racist. And if you want to know how dishonestly the corporate media are covering this, get a load of this Associated Press headline. Falwell apologizes for tweet that included racist photo. The lunacy, of course, has not stopped there. For the sin of being a Trump supporter who reminded the world of a Democrat governor's racist past, The Hill reports four black staff members have left the school so far, and the same number of black athletes have announced their intentions to do the same after Falwell's tweet. Falwell and Liberty are facing more actual fallout over a tweet mocking a racist's racism than the racist himself dealt with. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.